SBS Radio.
Right here on NITV Radio, it's that time of the week again when we check in with Ray Johnston, who is the editor of Science and Technology at NITV. A few things to get through today. It's our very last segment for the year before Christmas. Welcome to the program, Ray.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure to be here all year. So a bit sad we're doing the last one now.
I know, right? But we do have some Christmas things to talk about in our cross today, which is pretty exciting, sis.
Yeah, well, I've been trying out heaps of gadgets all year, as you'd know, and I was thinking that I might give a couple of recommendations if anyone's looking to pick up a last-minute gift.
We'd love that.
So if you've only got a couple of $20 notes in your wallet and don't want to spend too much, I can actually really highly recommend the Amazon Echo Dot Smart Speaker. If you're looking at getting something techie for someone in your life, they're going for about $35 at the moment, which isn't a whole lot to spend on a Chrissy present. You can use it to ask Alexa to play music or answer questions or, you know, control any smart home devices that you might have. You can also stream songs from Amazon Music and Spotify. But you can also, if you've got more than one of them around the house, you can use it to talk to people in other rooms, which I've found really, really fun since I've been working from home and gotten a bit lazier as the year's gone on.
I love that.
I'll drop in on my husband and be like, hey, what do you want for lunch? it's a bit of fun. If you've got a bit of extra cash in your pocket and want to spend a little bit more, something else that I've been trying out this year and it's changed everything for me is the Lavazza coffee machine. You can pick them up from around $100. It's my upgrade from International Roast and Makona, which I used to rely on at home. But it heats and froths the milk. It tastes nice and smooth. The pods I've found for them are pretty much always on special if you just bounce between the supermarkets. So it ends up being pretty cost effective as well. It's, you know, cheaper than going down to the local cafe if you're lucky enough to have one close by, that's for sure. And if you really want to splurge, I have been using this more than anything this year. It is my Apple AirPods, the Pro version. I've had them in my ears every day.
Really?
Yep. Every single day I've been using them for all my meetings. I've been using them when I need to both hear things and use a microphone to host conferences virtually. Like, I've been using them all the time. And they go for about $400, which is a lot to pay for headphones, for earphones rather, but they're absolutely worth it. They can do noise cancelling so you don't hear any noise around you while you're concentrating on your work. And you can also get them personalised. I didn't know about this until recently.
But how does that happen?
You get the little case engraved. You can have someone's name put on it or a little message put on it. Kind of like, it reminds me of, you know, when you'd buy someone a Zippo for their 21st or their 18th.
Yeah, those
and get
are
their
the
name
days.
Engraved on it. Yeah. This is like the modern Zippo present. Really, the AirPods with a little engraving on them, but the battery lasts forever as well. I couldn't be happier with them.
That's deadly, sis.
It genuinely surprised me.
I was always thinking with those fancy new iPods that I would lose them if I owned a pair, sis.
Yeah, I'm a bit paranoid about losing mine, so I haven't. I think I'm always keeping them close to me. I haven't lost one yet. They're not cheap to replace if you do lose one and need to replace one, but also, here's a trick. You can often find on like Gumtree or eBay or Facebook Marketplace, people who have lost one and just couldn't be bothered paying to replace it. So they sell the other one. So you can pick one up online. Just give it a good clean with a disinfectant because you don't want to be putting someone else's ear germs in your ear.
No, we don't want that at all. No. Well, that's a deadly wrap of Christmas presents, tech-wise, that we can get hold of for our loved ones or friends this year, sis.
No worries. I've got heaps more advice to give. So if you want to hit me up on social media, if anyone's listening and can't decide between a phone or don't know what console to buy, just send me a tweet or shoot me a DM or something and I'll let you know.
Too deadly, sis. Now, there's been new research out by Aussie and US researchers basically telling us information we already know that young Indigenous Australians were overrepresented in both the mental health and prison systems. Tell us more about this, Sis.
Yeah, so this study was looking at 23 and 24-year-olds born in Queensland in 1990 specifically. And they looked at population data from almost 45,000 people, and 6.3% of them identified as Indigenous. And they said that 1.5% had at least one custodial sentence, and 6.1% had at least one inpatient mental health diagnosis. And the researchers said that while most people with a mental health diagnosis didn't have a prison sentence, 33.6% of people who spent time incarcerated did have a mental health diagnosis. And this was especially prominent in women, in our women within these systems. So it's really just helped give us numbers and facts and science around the things that we know anecdotally and from other studies that have been done. And it can just strengthen our information in this space to help make some change.
And there is certainly change to be made, I think, in this area, Sis, definitely.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Now, from that topic, we go to something completely different, a mass extinction of land-dwelling animals. What can you tell us about this, Sis?
Yeah, so researchers have worked out that these mass extinction events that happen, like the one that wiped out the dinosaurs, you know, that include, you know, amphibians, reptiles, mammals, birds, they seem to follow a cycle of about 27 million years, and they think they've worked out why. So major asteroid impacts, but also like really devastating volcanic eruptions of lava could be two of these major causes. So they looked at 66 million years ago, 70% of all of the species on land and in the seas, that was including the dinosaurs, suddenly went extinct. And that was in the aftermath of a big asteroid or comet hitting the Earth. And paleontologists looked at this and they discovered that mass extinctions of marine life as well, in which up to 90% of species disappeared, they weren't random events. They happen in this cycle. So what they looked at was where the Earth's position is within the Milky Way. And astrophysicists have joined this team. There's a whole bunch of scientists coming together to solve this puzzle that we have. They've looked at comet showers that are occurring within the solar system that happen every 26 to 30 million years. So they've worked out that there are these clusters and groups of comets that are due to come around at that time period and basically wipe everything out. But at the exact same time as those comets are falling, the inside of our Earth is heating up and all of these volcanic eruptions happen on the Earth at the same time. So really every 27 million years, nothing here has a chance is basically what they've said, and they've worked it all out.
That's rather extraordinary. I wonder if they know when, I guess, this next cycle will occur.
Yeah, well, that's I'm not the best maths person, but we've got 66 million years ago and then every 27 million years, so we might be due for one soon, but I'm not sure you and I are going to be around to see it, luckily.
Yeah, I don't think so, Sis. We'll see what happens anyway. Now, from mass extinctions, we're going to be talking about new research into Asian honeybees, which is exciting.
It's exciting.
What can you tell us about these honeybees?
It's a little bit weird, Sis. It's a little bit weird. So honeybees, they've evolved, you know, a whole variety of ways to stop being attacked from predators like hornets. And they use things like, you know, visual displays where they're all synchronized and make themselves look bigger, or they hiss at them, or, you know, they wrap them up in a ball of bees until they overheat. Bees are pretty smart. They can work out ways to defend themselves. But researchers have discovered a new tool that they've been using. And
true.
It's other animals' feces.
Oh, my goodness.
So bees will put animal poo near their hive entrance after they've been visited by a giant hornet. And they also did this, the scientists found, when the scientists added any kind of hornet gland secretions to the hives. So they, you know, they could tell that there'd been hornets nearby. So they found that the giant hornets were less likely to visit the hives with a lot of this poo around the entrance, and they spent less time on them when they did. So this suggests that the feces, it has a chemical that deters the hornets from entering the hive. And it's only the Asian honeybees that do this.
Right.
European honeybees don't have this behaviour. So they're more vulnerable to attack from the giant hornets when they do come around. And this study is actually the first documented case of honeybees collecting anything other than plants. And it's the first clear example of honeybees using tools, which is incredibly cool. And bees are a lot smarter than we give them credit for, I think.
I think you're right there, sis. Well, that's about all for today. Thank you so much for your contributions to the program right here on NITV with your regular science and technology segment this year. It's been really deadly having you on, sis. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been so good. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I'll talk to you next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you too. Talk next time, sis. Thanks.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.